This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
Joy wishes to advise the following program, Hide and Seek, is a show intended for an adult audience. Generally, our discussions are of a sexual nature and may contain coarse language and references to drugs.
Hide and Seek.
Sit back and enjoy the ride. And enjoy the ride. And enjoy the ride. And enjoy. 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 And enjoy the ride.
You're back with Dean Beck and James Finlay here on Hide and Seek. And in Exposé After Midnight, I am very pleased to welcome into the studio three very hot men. Without doubt, one of Australia's hottest exports are the Bad Boys. And we have three of them with us. Menno, Daniel and Brett, welcome to Hide and Seek.
How you going, everyone? How's everyone doing?
It's good to have you in, guys. Menno, you're the boss.
I try to be the boss. I'm more of a friend than a boss, but it's quite funny, but no, it's all good.
How do you keep a troop of, I guess you'd call them a troop, don't they? Of young, hormonally charged, stunningly looking beefcake in control? I mean, how do you manage to...
It's actually organised chaos is what I call it. Organised chaos. But the best thing is that the boys are like, we are like a team.
Yep.
And we perform very professionally. We all back each other up, help each other out. And we're just down-to-earth guys that really get on like a good bunch of group of guys, like a football team. And we've been doing it now for the last nearly a decade.
Wow.
Obviously, yeah, I've been doing it for a decade. I was in Manpower prior to that. And
right.
Yeah, with Jamie been doing Dury? It for a bit.
Yes, I was with Jamie Dury. Yes, I know, it's quite funny. I probably shouldn't say that on the radio, but
oh,
yes.
You can say whatever you like.
Oh, it's all good.
Just
it's
don't
all
bag
good.
Him.
But no, no, he was a top bloke. He was absolutely awesome, and he's doing really well now. And now we've started our own show, as I said, nearly a decade ago, and we've done nearly 3 million girls. Well, actually, we haven't done. A couple of boys may have done. I'm not sure. He's up to about 1 million now.
No, that grin on Daniel's face.
Really. We've crowned him the king for certain reasons.
He's not the tallest guy in the troop, but I'll tell you what, he...
It's what you do with it, apparently.
Oh, right. Okay. Daniel, how old are you?
22.
22, okay. And you've been with Bad Boys for how long?
Probably nearly 2 years now, so I was pretty young.
Right, okay.
Young recruit.
And Brett, how old are you?
I'm 27 years of age.
Okay, and you've been performing with them for how long?
Since August, I've been with the guys, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, so only a few months then?
Yeah.
He's a brand new, he just started on the stage, and this is his first radio interview, so obviously he's a bit nervous, but this is his hometown, Melbourne.
Oh, right.
So he's very excited to be here, but he's got a bit of hay fever, but he's all good.
Now, home base for you guys is not here, it's the Gold Coast.
Gold Coast, right? Yeah, we flew in today.
Okay, and you're here for Sexpo?
We're here for Sexpo for 4 days, and then after that we fly straight to Macau after that as well.
Oh. To Macau?
Yeah, we're doing
an exhibition.
How many
guys go on tour with you?
Macau, we're going to do 4 guys. Yeah. For Melbourne Sexpo, we're going to have, how many we got there? We got 6 guys we've got down. There come another 3 coming on Wednesday.
And do you do, for something like Sexpo, do you do individual performances or do you do a group number?
I really like to have all the guys on stage as much as possible because that way, you know...
You get that group dynamic.
Yeah. Well, everyone's seen the single stripper thing.
Sure.
So we want to make it really dynamic and have the choreographed routines and they're all fully themed and costumed. So like Daniel does a New York police officer and we're jailbirds dressed in the orange overall sort of thing, having a bit of fun and all that sort of stuff. So all the guys are on stage and then they go straight back to the stand and take pictures and sell calendars for the girls.
So it really is a production number.
It is, and I choreograph it all by myself.
Whoa.
Yeah, which is quite funny because I'm not a choreographer, but
I was
going to
say, guys, what's he like at dancing?
Yeah, he's pretty good. He moves pretty good, pretty well. pretty smooth. You want to see his Michael Jackson number?
Okay.
With 10 years experience, you've got to have something under your belt.
Well, I must admit I've been doing it for close to 17 altogether.
Whoa.
I left Las Vegas in 2004.
And tell us about your time in Vegas.
Yeah.
Vegas is the bomb. We performed it at the Excalibur Casino, and that was probably the highlight of my career with Manpower. I enjoyed the touring more, but Vegas, obviously, we're Australian export. We're there full-time, and it's the first residency act from Australia that actually is full-time. Until now, the boys from... what's the all-boy band that just went there recently and they're performing at the...
Oh, Human Nature?
That's the one, yeah. Oh, so right. they're the second group that have ever got a residency act there for the last year.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, so
and when you get a gig like that and you say it's residency, you're there for how long?
Full-time. The boys, best mates, are still there.
Is it a six-month season or just whenever?
You're talking all year round. They don't go dark, which means you have the night off. They're not off at all.
Wow, and, that's gotta be hard
they've
work.
Done that now for seven... It's actually quite easy, to be honest.
Really? Why?
Yeah, well, it's only a 75-minute show, two shows a night, Friday, Saturday. You're only doing a solo two nights on, one night off. You got to do some backups, and the comp pair actually has a harder time. He's got to do 25 minutes out of that 75, so 50-minute show.
Really? So really, you're not really on
no,
stage
No, not
that
really.
Much,
it's not smoke that
and mirrors, smoke and mirrors.
It is, but it's an awesome show. The girls love it over there, so and that's why this... has sort of worked down here. We've kept it going with all the exhibitions, and it's just been a huge success. It's just gone on and on and on, and now we're actually looking at going to Vegas ourselves under our own banner, Bad Boys Australia, in January for hopefully the AVNs.
Fantastic. The AVNs are the adult industry's number one awards. They're like the Academy Awards of the adult industry.
Oh, really?
That's what I'm going for, yeah. I'm going for a different sort of theme. We don't want a tour. We want to go with the exhibitions and promote our calendars and our stage shows on a bigger scale. And it seems to be
working
well for us.
So you'll take, I guess, your Sexpo experience and what you've done and perfected, I guess, here over the years and try and dump that into the AVN Awards.
Yes, exactly. Well, they're going to, hopefully, if they sign the contract, we're going to go for we'll be the feature performers for the event, and Sexpo is also trying to go to America, and hopefully we'll be a part of that, because I mean this has been the best thing for us.
Indeed they are, and Sexpo is now licensed both in South Africa and in the UK, and very soon to be in New Zealand as well.
Yeah, well, it's an awesome event. It's the biggest exhibition, I believe, in Australia, and it actually gets bigger numbers than the States.
Sure does, yeah.
Which is just phenomenal. So, as I said, to be a part of that is just fantastic.
You're going to have your hands full.
I am. I certainly am.
We're speaking with Menno and Daniel and Brett. They are the Bad Boys, and they're strippers. And we'll come back and speak to them more a little bit after this break. You're with Dean Beck and James Findlay. This is Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. You're back with Dean Beck and James Finlay, and we're with the Bad Boys. We're with Brett and Daniel and Menno, who
What's up?
Hey guys, we've got a question for you that's been SMS through to us here into the studio. It says, do you wear tight cock rings whilst you strip to keep your package propped and visually stimulating to the audience? I think that's a great question.
Mm. Yeah, all the time. No, just kidding. no, actually, because we actually don't do the full Monty. We wear, obviously, a G-string. I do believe in the States that they do that because they do the whole tipping thing and they do the cock thing, you know, the cock ring thing to make it, you know, obviously erect and stay erect.
And then they wear the G-string. Pills as well.
Exactly. And the G-string actually hangs down in America. Whereas,
I noticed that. Now, what is that? It looks
weird, but they stick the money down the pouch.
Ah, right.
Yeah, actually, I wouldn't want money down my freaking frack, but that's what they do over there. But we don't wear cock rings and we don't put socks down our jocks. We just wear what we got, whether it's big or small or just, you know, the way it goes.
And it's more about the total package, I would have thought, anyway, with you very sexy gentlemen. We've also got a message here from... another avid fan, I would suggest. Oh my God, I'm so in love with Daniel and Brett. Someone who's clearly had a look at our blog and seen what beautiful gentlemen we have here in the studio.
Nice. I've got no love. It's only about you two. Nice. Eh?
Hey, Brett, you performed in Sydney recently. It was your first Sexpo, I guess?
Yeah, Sydney was my first time.
How'd you go?
Yeah, it went pretty well. I don't have a full solo at the moment. I just do the backup for the guys.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a blast. I had a time of my life. It was really good.
There's a lot of people there.
Yeah, it was a lot.
And a lot of fans, I think, you've picked up along the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, these two, I'd have to say, they're probably the most hit on the website, both Daniel and Bretzky's.
Well, thank you for bringing them into that tonight for us, man.
Yeah, well, I can only bring in the best, you know, but I hope the other guys don't hear this.
Daniel, you've been with the troupe a few years now. You've got your own solo show.
Yeah.
What do you do?
I'm doing a police officer routine at the moment. I started off with a cowboy and did that normally every 6 months or you whatever change. We sort of change our routines, and that's something we get bored of them pretty much.
But it's also the beauty of Bad Boys, though, because I choreograph it if we want to change it, because Sexpo does, you know, it comes around
very
quickly. Yeah, so every 6 months to a year, I like to rotate the routine, so at least it keeps it a bit fresh.
Sure.
And because I do it myself, it makes it easier, whereas the other mainstream shows would have to get a choreographer, they're going to get the new this and new that. So I found that it works really, really well for everybody, and plus it keeps it real for the guys as well, and it keeps us up to scratch and everything too.
Have you got a favourite routine that you like doing the most?
My favourite one for me is RoboCop. I've done it for a while. RoboCop. I know it's not the sexiest one.
No,
but
I like the sound of it. Tell me more.
Oh, it's the coolest. Oh, it is the coolest because I've mixed the music and it's...
And you're in it.
Well, of course, I'm in the RoboCop outfit. It's fully molded body armour.
Wow.
The whole helmet thing. I've got little lights in my hands and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
You can actually check out some of the video clips on our website, which is that all right
if I say
that?
Yeah,
it's badboysaustralia.com. So badboysaustralia, one word, .com.
And check out the very sexy pictures of the guys that are here with us right now. And, hey, guys, what's it like stripping for a living? I mean... Seriously, you've got screaming women throwing their everything at you.
Daniel's got the
knickers.
Biggest smile on his face.
I know. It's been permanently plastered on there since he walked in.
They've got the best job in the world. We were just discussing that before because I also have a couple of venues on the Gold Coast that we have full time where we have two guys at a topless that walk around taking pictures with ladies on holiday sort of thing. And we were looking at them today going, is this real? Like, you get paid to walk around to take pictures with girls, have drinks,
but I suppose like,
strip. It's just awesome.
It's pretty hard work, though, because you've got to stay fit and, like, it's not as if you can't let yourself go kind of thing, hey, or else, you know, you're just going to throw them out, aren't you?
No, exactly. You've got to train all the time, and we've got a pretty strict regime. Everyone's different.
Boys, tell us about it. What do you do?
Well,
average day?
Have to keep pretty fit, keep up the cardio, body weights, and we have to watch what we eat as well.
What about you, Daddy Boy?
Word. You've said nothing. Seems like there's something about
this industry. I've got to watch what I say.
Oh, really?
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
You've got an adult.
I might get in trouble later. So I got to think. Normally, I don't think before I speak. So now
no
I'm
names. That's
stuff
all.
In my head.
That's all.
No, go for it, man. You can say whatever you like. You've been told. I was a bit worried about the census and stuff.
You can say whatever you like.
What's the favourite thing that you like about your job? Come on, tell us.
Getting a root every single night.
I like being naked. number one.
He likes girls.
I like being a fake rock star. That's pretty cool.
Why a fake rock star? You're pretty close to the real thing.
Yeah, well, close.
Except you can't sing, right?
In the shower. <can you? laughs> When I'm naked.
He's got a naked obsession, this guy.
Oh, well, that's okay. That's okay.
He does. Quite funny, he mentions it all the time.
And
I'm naked right now under my clothes.
He's a cheeky fucker.
He is.
I'm not driving.
Do you ever but you don't strip on stage though?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you do completely.
Yeah, I do strip on stage.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was a no full Monty thing.
Oh no, to a G string.
Right, okay.
We go down to,
okay.
He actually holds a no-pants party after the show.
Yeah, right. I go around to the girls and say, hey, we're having a no-pants party.
And just invite the ones that you want back.
Yeah. And if I don't want to be seen leaving with the same girls all the time, we do a backdoor boogie.
Oh, the BDB backdoor boogie.
Mm.
Nice.
Hey, I've got something for you, Menno.
Oh, beautiful. I hope it's nice.
This is something that was taken in Sydney.
Hey. I know her. Wow.
That is, I've just given
Tell
him a topless photograph of the very beautiful Jessie Jane, digital playground superstar Jessie Jane, on the porn star stage with Menno in Sydney only a month or so ago. So that is for you, mister.
Thank you very much. It's a hard life, but someone's got to do
it. I know. Look, you fellas, you just have it all, don't you?
I can only dream.
We're going to take another little break and we'll be back with the Bad Boys in just a moment. You're with Dean Beck and James Finlay. This is Hide and Seek on Joy.
Hide and Seek. I think it'd have to be
James. You're back with Dean Beck, James Findlay, and we're here with Menno, Brett, and Daniel. They are the Bad Boys, and they're appearing live at Sexpo this weekend. Sexpo is the world's largest adult show.
Boys, only three of you down for this weekend, or are all the whole crew?
No, I've actually got six guys, not the whole crew. There's actually 12 members altogether. Some of them just waiter at our club venues. But otherwise, for this particular Sexpo event, we'll have six boys down.
Yeah. Okay. How long do you guys have to work out every day to keep the figures that you do?
Probably about 45 minutes to an hour every day.
Every day?
Yeah. Oh, no, probably 5 days a week.
Okay.
Yeah, two days on, one day off. Mm-hmm. I do a bit more cardio because, you know, I'm a bit more older than these blokes.
So you got more to work out?
Yeah, that's right. I just love walk. I have to do a walk every day, so that keeps my head clear and all the rest of it. He does a lot of running, being Brett, that is, and Daniel just goes to the beach.
Yeah, yeah.
I
think he's got
naked.
On his rooftop. He's just moved into a penthouse, and it's quite funny because on the rooftop, that's exactly what he does.
I think he's doing other sorts of exercise to keep fit, frankly. Anthony from Ashburton has said, talk more about your hot muscles and your biceps into the mic for us. Anthony, it's bloody radio. It's God. Not going to do if any
good. I'll try.
Oh, no. Did you hear that? Or did you see that? I saw it. gentlemen, back to the interview. You've appeared on The Morning Show with...
Carrie-Anne would have gone crazy over you.
This was quite some time ago.
If she could still get moist, she would have got moist. Oh, I mean, seriously.
I'm sure she would have left a fair puddle on the ground.
Wowee. Okay, I'm sure she'd be really impressed with that one.
Oh, she would have loved it.
And Roseanne.
Yeah, she wouldn't have stuff like that. That was it was actually really cool. We've been very, very lucky to sort of have those sorts of interviews and things like that. A great experience and great exposure for the guys and stuff like that, and some of the best times and everything like that. And they've come to the show and they've enjoyed it and all that sort of stuff.
How do you line up a gig like getting on Carrie-Anne, or do they come to you?
They come to us. And
Kerry needs another dose, you know.
Plus, it involves publicists and all that sort of stuff. Yeah. But, yeah, they don't ring me up. They ring the publicist and say, hey, look, we've got something for you. We need a couple of good-looking guys. And I don't know why they ring me, but hey, that's what happens.
Well, the amount of times I've seen underwear models is on there is kind of tight, like countless times she's always...
Yeah. Oh, Kerry's always been carried off somewhere by some muscled guy.
Exactly. That's why I said no more.
I've had enough, Kerry.
Exactly.
Stop calling me.
Exactly. I've had enough. I've deleted the messages. Bard. Call Bard.
Luckily, Daniel's there to pick up the pieces.
Yeah, I'm not driving.
Naked.
That wasn't me, for the record.
No, I'm doing the fill-ins. Guys, you're performing this weekend at Sexpo. Tell us what Sexpo means to you. I mean, you get 70,000 people at these gigs.
Oh, I know. It's amazing. That's what I was saying. We're very, very lucky to be a part of the event. I get to co-host it with Russell Gilbert and Susie Q. And you, actually, Sammy Lee's coming on board as well, which is awesome. And we get to stand there, take pictures and sell calendars with all the girls. And obviously, we get to be a part of all the porn stars, the Americans, UK, and all that sort of stuff. And we get massive exposure.
You get front row seats at everything, don't you?
We do, actually. We do all right, you know, for a bunch of guys stripping. We do very, very well. But we love our job. You know, we get to stay fit and healthy.
It's amazing where looks crowds. Can get you these days, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's not just that. It's about we like to really pride ourselves on being down to earth and having fun with everybody that's there. Sort of
go on, Dennis.
Where has looks got you?
Yeah, they help. Helps a little bit.
Lucky's got looks, eh? Did I say that out loud? Sorry.
No, look, when in doubt, Daniel, what do you have to do?
Get naked.
Thank you.
True story.
So, and you guys do a lot of hens parties as well?
We do private parties. That's not what we sort of pride ourselves on, but we do have a lot of people that ring us or email us, and we do those on the Saturday nights. Otherwise, we don't tour as such. We just do Friday night shows. For example, we just flew to Mackay. Then we've come home for a day. And then we're in Melbourne, obviously, doing the interview. And then we've got Sexpo for a week.
And then you're off.
Straight to Macau.
Yeah.
Come back from there, and we've got what I call Friday night booking shows. We've also got The Bedroom in Sin City on the Gold Coast. So if you're ever up there, ladies and gents, you get free drinks for the girls before 11 o'clock and get to take pictures with the boys half naked. And we also do feature shows as well. And yeah, it's just fantastic.
And if you ask Daniel nicely, he'll get naked. Gentlemen, it's been wonderful talking to you. Thank you so much for joining us here on Hide and Seek. We've had Brett and Daniel and Menno in here. They are the bad boys. They'll be appearing live on stage at Sexpo this coming weekend, and you can see them at Sexpo 26th to 29th of this month. Guys, no thanks very much.
Thanks for having us.
You. Thank you.
Peace out.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Well, it's been a very interesting night. You're with Dean Beck, James Findlay, and this is Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. We've spoken to the very beautiful Nikki Jane, porn star extraordinaire,
David Contract Girl.
She's gorgeous. And we've had the three bad boys in. We had Brett and Daniel and Menno.
They didn't take their shirts off, though.
They didn't really need to, James. You could kind of see it all. It was like bulging out of every bit that it could bulge.
Every bit.
Everything bulged, and even that bulged. It was just like bulges everywhere.
I'd like to know what Daniel gets up to in his spare time, though.
That cheeky smile. He's up to something.
He's up to something suspicious.
I reckon at 22, he's been with them for a couple of years. He knows what he's on about, that kid. That's for sure. You've been listening to Hide and Seek. This is Joy 94.9.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.